This recording, Jamaica 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered Eva. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire. So Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I grew up in Olympic Gardens in Kingston, Jamaica. I lived with my mother and my father, my sister and my brother, and also with my cousins. After I lived in Kingston, Jamaica for about 14 years, I moved to Spanish Town, where I was still living with my mother, but not my father, because he migrated to England. And I was living with my two nieces. I call them Pebbles and Bam Bam, because they are the center of my joy. They really make me feel very happy. And I enjoy being around them so very much. Right now, I'm still living in Spanish Town, but I'm married and I'm a bit away from Pebbles and Bam Bam. So, you know, I miss them a lot, but I try to see them as often as I can. I enjoy living in Spanish Town. It's a wonderful place. And I enjoy being a voice student or a drama student at Edna Manley College in Jamaica. Some of the places that I've been to in Jamaica that are really nice: Negril, Ocherias. I went to Runaway Bay for my anniversary when I got married. Royal Decameron Hotel is a really wonderful place, really beautiful hotel. And I also visit St. Mary. My mother is from St. Mary, so I spend a lot of my summers over there. My father is from St. Elizabeth, so I also spend Christmas time with my family in St. Elizabeth, and I spend time in Portland when I go to visit my brother, and in St. Thomas. St. Thomas is a really wonderful place to be. And I also spend time in Montego Bay when I'm going away on trips, when I go to sing with my friends.